Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Our friend Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is heard nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York. He will be at the NBA draft tonight in New York City, and he's joining us now. And he was a little, sensitive last week. Wednesday was the day after the Panthers had won their second consecutive Stanley Cup, and Gelb comes on with us on Wednesdays. So last Wednesday, I texted him and I said, I'm bumping you today because we don't want some New Yorker on our celebration, our Panthers celebration day. And he got a little sensitive because he did pick the Panthers, got a little sensitive. And when I reminded him today that he would be coming on with us, he said, oh, now all of a sudden you want me back. So I'm glad you're here to celebrate this Florida Panthers dynasty with us, even if it's a week late, Gelby.
Well, you got to win 3 championships to be a dynasty number one. Number two, and the Panthers are on their way, but number two, sources told me Hockman and Crowder did not want me on, and that's why Alejandro Solana is now an award winner. So when you say this show now, it's Hockman, Crowder, and the award-winning Alejandro Solana. Congratulations, Solana.
Thank you. True. Thank you. Yes. Sounds nice,
too. Is that what it is, Gail? We've talked about this. Is a dynasty 3 championship? What if it's 3 and 4 years? What if they miss it next year and win it in 27? What is the dynasty rules?
3 straight, 3 and 4 years, 3 and 5 years, 3 and 6 years. I'll even go 3 and 7. If you win 3 championships in that, 3 to 7, 3 to 8 year stretch, that's what I think constitutes a dynasty.
So the Heat Big Three was not a dynasty.
No. Actually, they were a flip of the coin if you think about it now. They would always get to the NBA Finals, but it was actually a little bit disappointing, even though how great those teams were, that team only won 2 championships when LeBron, who, by the way, ring culture, all that stuff is fugazi, according to LeBron. Wasn't he the same guy that sat down and said, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7? So let's be real. That ring culture by LeBron James, a little sensitivity, just like how I was sensitive last week that you guys bumped me. It's sensitive LeBron James because Jordan trumps LeBron in that argument when it comes to rings.
But the Panthers are on their way to a dynasty.
100%. And I would be shocked if they don't win another Stanley Cup in the next 3 seasons.
And do they have to, is Marchand a big part of that? Is it Kachuk? I say it's like Bob and keep Bob, keep Paul Maurice. We'll figure that thing out with Bill Zito. Is that what it is? So that they need to really retain this depth that they have?
I think Marchand is an added luxury. They didn't need Brad Marchand to win the Stanley Cup this year. And I know he played incredible, so that sounds like a crazy statement. But it was the rich getting richer. And I just, by the way, Solana, you're now an award-winning host.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting there behind the guy with the microphone. Oh, Brad, I never doubted you. You got to walk up like a man, shake his hand and said, hey, I'm Alejandro Solana. I am the Miami Radio Personality of the Year. I thought you were going to be some bum because I only pay attention to hockey for about 3 weeks out of the season. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I apologize. Lo siento.
Nah, I kind of like the way I approached it a little bit better, actually. No harm, no foul.
But you are the Miami Radio Personality of the Year, so who am I to really question?
Do we have the video on hand by any chance of where you and Brad Marchand patched things up on the ice? Because they actually did patch it up on the ice, but I don't know if we have the video available to us on a moment's notice.
We will in a few seconds, Hawk. I could definitely
we'll have it
that
in a second here. Because what happened was, Solana, and it was a private text, in fairness, texted to me, do we even know if Brad Marchand still has anything left? And I think he's going to be a playoff bum. And I made that text public. That was on me.
You? It's being a good radio guy. You won this Miami Radio Personality of the Year so many times. They had to eventually give it to
Solana. It is the Jokic effect, right? It's
the Jokic
effect.
You're Nikola Jokic.
Voter fatigue. Yeah, voter fatigue. because I had
Shea Gilgeous Alexander. He's a radio merchant right there, Solana. There's no
doubt
about
what we're going to call you from now on. SG Alejandro.
a bit merchant. We call him a bit merchant.
That's funny. Here's the video. Brad Marchand and Solana patching things up moments after the Panthers won the cup.
Never doubted them. Never doubted them. Never.
There you go. How about that? How about that moment they shared together?
Crowder, imagine if I talk crap on you when you were playing football. You know, guy can't tackle, dude has no knees, he's slow, and then you went on to go win a playoff game. If I walked up to you and stood behind you as you were turned talking to your family, I'm like, yeah, I never doubted this guy. I'd be a wuss. That's not what a man does. I tap you on the shoulder and I would say, you know what, Channing Crowder? I'd even grab you by your cheek and go, you know what, Channing Crowder, my friend, you were 100% right. I'm one big fat dope.
Yo, if the person doesn't know you met him, have y'all met?
Knew. No. He knew. You didn't see the back of his neck, the way his back of his neck shook a little bit.
I will say, though, Solana kind of looks a little bit like Brad Marchand. You guys kind of look like you could be
cousins.
He
looks like Evan Rodriguez. Yeah. Looks exactly like Evan Rodriguez.
By the way, Gelb, I had no idea you were such a big Dolphins fan from 2009, from 2005 to 2010. I mean, you nailed Crowder there perfectly. Must have watched every down. Couldn't tackle, couldn't cover.
Well, the first time I met Channing Crowder, he was just starting here at WQAM, and that's probably how Sid Rosenberg introduced me to him.
My good friend.
My good friend, Channing Crowder. Hey, So
news kind of came out this week. So Kevin Durant goes to Houston.
Yeah.
And the news that's been parsed over and over by Heat fans is that the Heat were unwilling to offer up Nikola Jovic or Khalil Ware. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how you perceive that tidbit, if it's true.
Pat Riley's 80, correct?
Yeah.
He ain't getting any younger. But do you think this group, with these youngsters that they have, and you factor in Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, and I know Bam's obviously older and more of a veteran now, do we think this group is anywhere close to, how about a top four seed in the East? Probably not. So I thought, like, I don't think you have to give up the farm to get Kevin Durant. Like, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Spurs. I wouldn't have done that if I'm the Rockets. But those guys, is that really giving up the farm for Kevin Durant? I thought the Heat should have made the move, and it actually would have made them exciting heading into the season. And by the way, the East is only getting weaker. Dame going to be done for next season. Tatum done for next season. Halliburton, assuming all these guys don't come back, done for next season. We're looking at Eastern Conference right now where it's the Knicks, it's the Cavs, maybe teams like the Magic, Paolo Banchero, Solana's favorite player who's in the mix. Maybe they take the next step. You could maybe have the Pistons take the next step with Cade Cunningham, or, hey, the Sixers. I know they're never healthy, but if they do get healthy, maybe they could get back into the mix. So the East is wide open.
Who's the best team in the East? Like you just brought it up with I call him Rancho Banchero. I don't know his name. And all the other guys, like, are the Knicks that good? Like, they had to bring,
I was
going to
say, who are you even asking this question to? You know what his answer is going to be.
Well, no, I was going to say, and I'm bringing up the Knicks. They don't even have a coach, bro. I know, and Kat and Jalen Brunson, and I know Miles, you know, what are they? Who's the best team in the East right now?
I would say it's the Knicks or the Cavs, but this is not me saying either of those teams are great. It's that they're good, and you look at the circumstances, there's no great team in the Eastern Conference right now. The Celtics were, but without Jason Tatum, now they're getting rid of Porzingis, and they got rid of Drew Holiday, and there's talks about Jaylen Brown maybe getting – like, if you would ask me if Tatum didn't get hurt, I would have said, oh, it's still the Boston Celtics, even if the Knicks would have beat them. But with them down, yeah, I look at the Knicks and the Cavs as two good teams that now maybe you don't have to be great to get to the NBA Finals. Maybe you just have to be good. And that's I would say it's the Knicks right now.
What are your thoughts on the Celtics kind of doing like a little soft reset here? And potentially, we were talking about it earlier, Crowder was right. If they trade Jaylen Brown and Derrick White, a full reset, like, what are your thoughts on that? Should they move on from Jaylen Brown? Man, his contract is crazy, Gelb. He's going to make $60-plus million in 2028-2029.
Crowder played the wrong sport, I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
I'm born too early. I wish my mom and dad had sex a little later on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But because you could have been a bum in the NBA with bad knees and you still would have made $25 million a year.
Leave my knees alone. Leave my knees alone.
I think this is the whole apron thing that we talk about. Yeah. And new ownership coming in. And new ownership is going to have to sit there and pay these ridiculous taxes. I do think Jaylen Brown is available. They're obviously taking calls for him. I'd still be surprised. Like, if I'm running the team, I'm not trading him. Because I want to see what he could be as the number one guy this year. We know he's a championship player, number two team. Heck, he won, a number two in a championship team. Heck, he won the NBA Finals MVP that year. But this is a real big moment for Jaylen Brown. But with this new ownership group coming on in, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me to keep on shedding salary left and right.
Zach Gelb will be at the NBA draft tonight at the Barclays Center. Is Cooper Flagg everything people think he might be in the NBA?
I wonder if we set the bar too high, but with that being said, I still think he's going to be ridiculous. Like, we were going through this yesterday. Since LeBron, if you look at the number one overall picks that we hyped up, there's only one that has probably been more hyped up than Cooper Flagg, and you could argue maybe two. Obviously Victor Wembanyama, but none of us really saw Victor Wembanyama play until he got to the NBA, and then Zion Williamson. But even in the Zion Williamson draft, I remember that the buildup to that draft, there was some conversation, oh, maybe Ja Morant could usurp him, but Zion Williamson already was so in front of the line that that wasn't going to happen. I would say since 2003, it would be LeBron, Wemby, and then Cooper Flagg as the most hyped number one overall picks at the time that they were drafted.
But is Cooper good enough to turn an organization around? Like, LeBron can carry someone, but can Cooper carry a team on his back? He's very good at basketball, Gale, but is he that good?
Well, I think it was Kendrick Perkins who yesterday said that if LeBron and Kevin Garnett had a baby, Cooper's Flagg would be the baby. That's a pretty damn good baby to me if I get a combination of LeBron and KJ.
You like that couldn't happen.
Who's giving birth?
For several reasons.
Hey, Gelb, we haven't even touched the Ace Bailey thing on our show because we just don't do
disaster.
That. Right, I imagine, like, people are calling your show, they're outraged. I'm sure you've ranted about it already a couple times. Like, what are your quick thoughts on Ace Bailey, and who's going to gamble on him?
So everyone that I talk to says that he's getting terrible advice and also he's immature. What he's doing is he's trying to dictate where he goes. You know, he'd be fine going to the Wizards. He'd be fine going to the Nets. But he doesn't want to go to the Hornets, just looking inside the top five. The Philly one, though, is weird to me, because why wouldn't you want to go to Philly? Don't schedule a workout and then cancel a workout and not have any workouts. Ultimately, though, the NBA, you know this, Solana, it's a player-driven league. It's player empowerment, and the players bend over everyone in charge all the time. So this is another instance, but you heard Paul George say the other day of, hey, you know, how about you do something in the league before you start demanding everything? So, you know what? It is what it is. We'll see when he goes. But outside of Flagg tonight, and maybe, you know, is Jason Kidd going to be coaching Cooper Flagg or not? He's going to try to get the Knicks job. Bailey, to me, is the most interesting part of this draft.
Yeah.
Zach Gelb in the city of New York, where the draft takes
champions
place. Tonight, not the city of champions.
And if you, I'm not going to get political.
Is it hot as hell there, by the way?
Oh, 100 degrees. But if you follow this mayor race, I may be asking Len Weiner for a job sooner.
Yeah,
than later.
Tell me your rankings. Did you do the ranked voting yesterday? Who'd you have ranked number one?
I'm a registered independent, so I had no part in the Democratic primary yesterday in New York City. That's my way of not wanting to get spam mail or having to pick anyone. I'll just be an independent.
Well done, Gelby. The question is, how did you rank Miami Sports Radio Personality of the Year? Who did you have 1, 2, 3?
Joe Rose 1, Tobin 2, Leroy Horde 3,
fair.
Crowder 4, Hockman 5. Am I missing someone? Who
no,
am I missing?
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed the top five perfectly there.
Oh, Jimmy. Don't forget about Jimmy. Dan Day. Oh, and who's the guy? A la something. So
a la Abdel Nabi.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Duke Gelb. Legend.
He was a Duke legend. Zach Gelb there from the Infinity Sports Network. Always fun talking to him, especially on NBA draft night.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flag is white.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.